Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade, ma'am?
One
child, okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
85. It's a grandchild.
Okay. 85, you say, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your gender?
Female.
Okay. And how would you describe your race?
My what?
Your race?
Oh, white.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and what grade is your child currently in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade, okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes, you know, the school where your child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial
public,
right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, and when it comes to your seventh grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, is your seventh grade child reading at the level expected for students, you know, in their age group?
Yes, she's an honor student.
Okay, so yes. Okay. All right. And has your seventh grade child, a pediatrician, ever discussed with you, you know, how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
No, I don't take her to the doctor's.
Okay, and what information do you use, you know, to understand your seventh grade child's progress in reading and writing? Would that be information from your child's teacher, English
yes.
language arts like MCAS, the first one you say,
from,
right?
From a school teacher.
Coach teacher, what about English language arts like MCAS, conversations with my child, grades, you know, or report cards? Parents,
report
teachers,
card.
Conference?
Report cards.
Report cards. And literacy screeners such, you know, as the iReady, Early Birds, the Balls, or Star.
I didn't get that one. What?
Literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Birds, the Balls,
just regular,
or Star.
I guess.
Okay,
just
so, okay, regular. But regular, like, but literacy screeners, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and then do you agree or disagree with the following statement, okay? I have received feedback about my seventh grade child reading progress this year from their school. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And does your seventh grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A small group instruction, access to an outside specialist, a specific diagnosis to help your help you understand what your child's reading challenges are. One-on-one instruction from a specialist. Or resources to use at home to help practice reading or other?
We don't need that, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, and have you ever
monetized?
Okay. Have you ever looked for help outside, you know, of a school
no.
to support your seventh grade child's? Okay, no. Right.
No.
Okay. And thinking about, you know, the tools and methods teachers use in, you know, classrooms to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Sight word list or, you know, flashcards? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm familiar with that.
Okay. What about guessing from contests?
What about what?
guessing from context. It's a method they use, you know, to teach kids how to read and write. Not all familiar or not too familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, what about phonics?
No, I'm familiar with that.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about sound it out?
I'm familiar with that.
Textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell.
Textbooks, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, very or just a little bit, just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about reading recovery?
I'm familiar with it, but I don't need it.
Okay, somewhat familiar, just very familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay, what about whole language?
What do you mean by whole language?
That's a method they use, you know, to teach kids how to learn.
Not familiar with that. I don't know that.
Not familiar with that. Okay, what about 3 queuing or queuing?
3 queuing? I don't know what that is.
You're not familiar at all, right?
No.
Or
nope.
Not too. Okay. All right, ma'am, and from what you know, what do you think research has shown, you know, is the best method, the more effective way to teach kids how to read? Would that be phonics, you know, sound of words, cueing, guessing words from context and sentence
phonics.
Structure, or both of them, a combination of both?
I would say phonics. I don't know.
Phonics. Okay.
Sound of them out.
Okay, thank you. Okay. However, research has found that, you know, that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and a sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used, you know, in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay? All right, ma'am, and how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little bit, or not at all?
I'm not aware of it. I don't, as I said, she's on the honor roll, so.
Oh, okay, so not at all, right? You haven't heard or read, right?
No.
Okay, and as you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not
very
at all
concerned?
Very concerned, okay?
Yeah.
And to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum, you know, that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or write. Or not?
I'm not that
yes, they are,
that.
Or no, they're not.
Say that again, please.
The question is, to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has been, you know, has proven to work in teaching students how to read. Or
just
not?
To my knowledge, I think they are. Yeah.
They are? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum material that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Yes. I think they should be.
Would that be definitely yes, or just probably yes?
Definitely, yes.
Definitely, yes. Okay. All right, ma'am, and who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students, you know, are reading at expected levels? Would you say it would be school districts, school administrations, teachers,
school administration.
Schools, parents, or state education officials?
The state education system.
You can select all that apply, okay? If you think, you know, it's the school districts, the school administrations, teachers,
all the
above. Okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a little bit more to go, and I really thank you for your time. Okay. Does your seventh grade child have this dyslexia? Yes or no?
No. No, I know all about dyslexia.
Okay. Does your seventh grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called
No.
IEP? No, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
What about does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? No.
No.
Okay. I'm really into the best of your knowledge. Does your seventh grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not? No.
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English? No other language?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. Would that be some college, 2 years or more, like an AA degree, or college graduate, bachelor's?
A two-year college.
Two-year college, okay. All right, ma'am, and last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Would that
no,
be
I'm not
below
that.
25? Okay, no
I'm
problem.
Not
we'll
that.
Move to the next. No problem. Okay, ma'am, finally, I have your zip code as 01801. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents, you know, to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name, you know, and phone number to reporter for this purpose. Your response to this survey will never be used to any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Okay, no, right?
No.
Okay.
Right.
All right, ma'am, would you like to participate in future research, they call focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community. Participants who take part in this on focus groups will receive $100.
Too old.
Okay. We'll receive a $100 gift card. Okay. If you do.
No, thank you.
Okay. No. All right, ma'am. And this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, ma'am.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.